The self-confident way to be. Many of the reasons that we don't accomplish our goals in life are due to our own self-limiting habits. We already discussed procrastination and time management issues. Now let's discuss another self-handicapping tool and how to deal with it. It is the lack of self-confidence. Self-confident people tend to have high self-efficacy. That is, they believe in their ability to achieve tasks placed before them. These people tend to think positively about their abilities, and thoughts are very important determinants of feelings and actions. The more likely you are to believe that you are up for the challenge, the more likely you are to meet that challenge successfully. Because thinking that you can do something increases the chances that you will be able to do it, self-confident people are the ones that end up successful in life. However, our past experiences are working against us in many cases. We've all been through times where we were not successful, times when we felt uneasy, unsure, uncomfortable, stressed, scared, etc. We now are able to recognize those situations that will trigger that response before we get into them, and therefore tend to tense up simply over the thought of entering a similar situation. This leads to learned helplessness, or the tendency to give up easily or avoid trying altogether. But the antidote to low self-confidence is success, and the only way to succeed is to try. Some techniques to help improve self-confidence are, first, to change your thinking. Thoughts lead to feelings, which then influence actions. If you can change your thinking, you will change how you feel, and that will change the actions that you are likely to participate in. So, the first step in gaining self-confidence is to think positively. Most of us are not aware of how we talk to ourselves or even that we do. But we are always communicating with ourselves. The mind judges each situation and reminds us of past experiences, compares us to others, and even gives us doubts about our abilities. This is only because we have allowed this negative pattern to go on for so long. You can change the way that you talk to yourself. Positive self-talk is a matter of changing any negative thoughts into positive ones. In order to do this, you need to track how you currently think. When you find yourself in a situation where you become tense or uncomfortable, write down your thoughts. Then take those statements and change them into positive statements about the situation at hand and repeat them to yourself. Tell yourself that you are capable and do not allow the negative thoughts to remain. Self-affirmations can also be helpful in changing your thoughts from negative to positive. An affirmation is a strong, positive statement of what you are, what you can do, what you can handle, or what the result of the behavior will be. Tell yourself statements such as, I am smart, I am a good student, I can stay calm under pressure, or whatever else the case may be. Encouragement from others is also helpful. It's important to surround yourself with positive people who will confirm the positive things you believe about yourself instead of constantly pointing out your flaws. Others can also be helpful in changing your thoughts about your achievements by watching and imitating what they do. They are what we refer to as models. If you pick the right models, ones that are like you in many ways, yet are successful, it is easier to relate to their success. Soon you will begin to see that if they can do it, you can do it, and you will be more likely to give new situations a try. Visualization can also be a great tool in changing your thoughts. Focus on the action that you want to occur and imagine yourself going through the emotions in your mind's eye. Think through each step and see yourself doing things the right way mentally before trying it physically. It is also important to regulate your emotional level as you attempt to build self-confidence. Fear is a great demotivator and leads to avoidance. If you can reduce the tendency to avoid the goal, the fear will be reduced. One way to reduce the fear is to take reasonable risks by breaking down the goal into bite-sized pieces. Start small and work your way up to your goals. Success breeds success, and soon you will see the progress that you have made, and you will be ready to take on greater challenges. The last thing, then, to build self-confidence is to just do it. No success will ever come without making an attempt. Psych yourself up for the challenge by lots of positive self-talk, visualize yourself succeeding, and noting how others who are successful have done it in the past. Then jump right in. And remember, if at first you don't succeed, try and try again. Material for this presentation was taken from the Educational Policy and Leadership 259 course text, Learning and Motivation Strategies, Your Guide to Success, by Tuckman, Avery, and Smith, 2002. All rights reserved.